have Jesus than anything that I know. I am so glad, thank God, that He loves me. I am so glad that He loved me to the point where He was willingly to go to Calvary to pay the sin debt that I could not pay, but it had to be paid. Thank God He paid it. Oh, I failed Him so much, Brother Perry, but I'm glad and I know without a shadow of a doubt that He's never failed me. And thank God I'm rest assured that He never will fail me according to the Word of God. You preacher, what gives you that great assurance? Because He is a Lord that cannot lie. He is a God that is able to reach down and do what He said He would do. You'll not find one instance in history where He has failed. You'll not find one instance in history where He has come short of anything that He said He would do. Thank God that assures me. Thank God, in the book of Hebrews, amen, that we must believe that He is a God and He is one that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I am so glad for that great promise that if we will diligently seek Him, we can find what we need. As Brother Perry preached upon that, rest for our souls, rest for our life. And I'm glad He is my rest, and I am so glad for that. Can I say today, I believe that we as God's children, we as preachers, to stand behind the pulpit to share the Word of God, we need to preach Jesus. Thank God it is Him and Him alone that paid the sin debt. Can I say many times we'll get behind the pulpit and try to preach our theories and our philosophies and our ideals and, hey man, a lot of folks will stand behind the pulpit try to preach, hey man, prosperity and financial gain and things such as this, but can I say we need to leave that all alone and, hey man, to preach Jesus and, hey man, if He wants to give us financial gain, that's in His design will. Hey man, or if He wants to do whatever He needs to do, but what we need to do, Brother Perry, is preach Jesus. Thank God it is Him that will bring salvation to mankind. It is Him, thank God. Hey man, that will help you out there in radio land today. You may be, hey man, bound by sin. You may be, hey man, addicted to drugs. You may be addicted to alcohol or some other addiction that's got power over you. I am so glad it is Jesus. Thank God the wonderful gift that He gave. He willing to give. Amen. He can break that bondage that you are under. Amen. Nothing I can tell you. Nothing I can do within my human. Amen. Wisdom can give you what you need. It is Jesus and what He can do through His divine plan and through His divine will. It is Jesus. Book of Acts chapter number 2. Read just a few verses. Share just a thought with you this morning and we'll get out of the way. The Bible said the book of Acts chapter 2 beginning with, verse number 22. This was after, amen, the day of Pentecost. This was after Peter, amen, all that those were there in the upper room. And, amen, the Holy Ghost came upon them and they began to preach with boldness. And, amen, preach with power. Just like God said that they would. Had there in Acts chapter number 1. But we find here also, amen, this passage of Scripture, we find, amen, the book of Acts, early part of the book of Acts, we see the beginning of the church. And, amen, I like what is, amen, we see what emphasized in this passage of Scripture is Jesus. Can I say today that is the purpose of the church today? I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about those that have been saved by the grace of God. And those of us that have had the blood of Jesus Christ applied to our heart through the wonderful gift of salvation. Thank God it is. Thank God the purpose of the church. Amen. To preach Jesus. How to present the one. Amen. That died on Calvary. The one that was born of a virgin. The one that died on the cross of Calvary. The one that was perfect. The one that shed his blood, but yet on the third day rose again and sitting at the right hand of the Father. That is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of the church. Amen. It's to present Him. We see that emphasized in this passage of Scripture. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter number 2, verse number 22, the Bible says this, "You men of Israel," Peter talking, "hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible, I like that, that he should be holding of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord alway before my face. Amen. For he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Then wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy. How would thy countenance, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, Lord, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Amen. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus, amen, hath God raised up, wherefore ye, we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now hear and see. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God, excuse me, hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. I like what he said, but I want to notice, amen, here in verse number 32, the Bible said, this Jesus hath God raised up. Amen, we all know the story of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, how he came, how was born of a virgin, to live that perfect life, went about doing good, but the Bible said he came in his own, and his own received him not. Some will call him a prophet. Some will call him one that had the devil. Some were saying he was this or he was that. But thank God we see here Peter preaching after the day of Pentecost, the same message that you and I need to preach today. Amen. I don't care what people may call him. We're living in a society in the world today that tried to label Jesus. Amen. As a heretic, he tried to label him. Had one who, amen, went about. Amen. Doing that the movie world began trying to depict him as one. Amen. And had an affair with an unmarried woman. And other things such as that. That ain't the Jesus the Bible portrays. Amen. Peter's preaching the one. He says, this Jesus, who are you talking about? Amen. Peter's talking about the one. Amen. The God. Amen. Before the foundation of the world was upon the Trinity of the Godhead, the one. Before the foundation of the world, that God had already decided that would be made of sin then. Amen. It would have to be paid. Amen. Before the world was ever pronounced, it was all. Already suggested, was already given, that he would be this Christ. I say today, you might label Jesus and label the Lord any way you want to. Hey man, think it's all right, but I'm going to tell you something. It's this Jesus, this scripture is talking about right here, that we need to see by. You say, preacher, who is this Jesus? I want to look here. First of all, we see this Jesus. It was this Jesus that was promised. Hey man, that was presented there in the Garden of Eden. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Hey man, Adam and Eve took the fruit of the forbidden tree. Thank God. That was sin was pronounced upon mankind because that Eve took the fruit that she was not supposed to partake of and gave it to Adam and he partook. Therefore, sin came upon the world. It was by man. And true man, that sin came into the world. But I'm glad, thank God, it was this Jesus, amen, that was presented there in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 15, when God said, amen, I will put enmity between thee and talking to that old servant. Genesis, the Bible said this, amen, he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and now shout, bruised, he is healed. Thank God, I'm so glad, thank God. Amen, it was that lamb. It was that seed. You preachers, what are you talking about? That seed is talking about Jesus. It was this Jesus that was told to Satan, hey, listen, it's him. Amen, it's going to bruise your head. You may bruise his heel, but it's him. Amen, and how the final outcome. It's him. Thank God, it was deal. That fatal blow. Thank God, Terry, I'm glad, thank God. Amen, that the Lord delivered that final blow. Amen, that crown was precious cross. When he died, gave his blood for mankind. It was that day. Amen, we got up out of the grave. Sitting at the right hand of the Father. It was the final blow. Thank God, that bruised the head of Satan. Amen, that became the heathen that could become the bondage that Jesus could become. He break the bondage of sin that only he can break. I am glad. Thank God. He is this Jesus that was promised. Boy, I could preach there. That one verse for a little while. Amen. We see, first of all, in that verse, he said, I will put enmity between me and the woman. What's he talking about there? Amen. That word enmity had the idea, amen, of hatred or being an enemy or being one against another. Amen. And then he goes on and said, not only will I put enmity between thee and the woman, but between thy seed and her seed. Honey, we live in a world today, you look upon, amen, Hollywood. Hey, you look upon the media. You look upon, amen, a lot of the movies that they make, you see a battle of good and evil. We see the first mention, amen, the battle of good and evil in this verse right here. He said, there will be an enemy. There will be a battle, amen, between you and the woman. There'll be a battle between you, your seed and her seed. But thank God, I'm glad in the midst of that battle. Thank God, there's a warrior that comes out. Amen. Amen. It's greater than any warrior. Amen. That the Hollywood could ever describe. He is the very Son of God. He is this Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he's talking about. That became, amen, our lifeblood. That became our Savior. That became what that was a warrior. Amen. Knowing what he was going to come into. Knowing Brother Perry when he left the portals of glory. Thank God that, amen, a battle had already been raged upon him. And that there would be a battle. And he began to go through the streets. And there was a war between all the satanic forces of the devil would be coming at him. And thank God it did. But thank God he came out on top. That gray warrior. Honey, they ain't new. They ain't Hollywood. Cannot even come close to that great, epic, amen, salvation of the great epic warrior, that great epic Savior that Jesus became. Thank God, he overcome, amen, the forces of evil. He overcome the demonic world. He overcome everything that was thrown, amen, in his way. You look throughout the, amen, the Word of God, you'll find that the devil knew everything in his power to destroy the seed before it ever came. Oh, and I'm so glad, thank God. That wasn't the divine plan of God. God was going to be victorious. God had promised, hey, amen, a seed. Thank God, I don't care what the devil tried to throw. I don't care how many of the Jews. And you'll look all through the history the many times. Hey, amen, the heathen nation tried to destroy the Jews. Healing is trying to destroy all the Jews. But thank God, I am so glad. Thank God that God already had a plan that through the seed, amen, of David, that Jesus would be born. It's this Jesus. See, it's this Jesus that was promised. Amen, there in the Garden of Eden. Amen, that would show forth to the devil. Listen, amen, you may win a battle. You may hinder, amen, the work of what the Lord wants to do, but yet, in essence, that word, you may bruise his heel. Had the ideal of striking a blow, amen, or maybe causing a wound, but yet not mortal. Hey, I'm glad, thank God, even throughout the history of time, amen, it's the societies we know it, even today we live in, trying to deliver, below, amen, to Christianity, they may bruise the heel, but they'll never bruise the head. Why? Because we've already got the victory. Amen, we've already won the war. I am so glad. It is this Jesus. Amen, it was promised. This Jesus that was presented there in the Garden of Eden that I'm preaching to you about this morning is this Jesus. Thank God that can do for you what nobody else can. This Jesus that was promised and presented. This Jesus, look at verse 25 through 29. This Jesus that was prophesied. The Bible said, hey, and Paul, Peter makes a statement here, verse 25, said, for David speaketh concerning him. Who? This Jesus. David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Amen. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Verse 29 said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and married, and his sepulcher is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his Lord, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Not only do we see this Jesus was promised and presented, man in the Garden of Eden, in this Jesus, that was prophesied by the prophet David. Amen. As we began to tell here in this verse, it go back in reference to Psalm chapter number 16, verse number 8 through 11, when David was prophesying of this Jesus many years before he would ever come. I believe that God allowed David through faith to look upon in time to see this Jesus, this same one that he could call Lord, even though he'd never been born. This one, I thank God that he knew the call of his, the fruit of his Lord. Amen. It would bring salvation to mankind. It was this Jesus David was speaking of. Not only see this Jesus that was prophesied by David, we also see this Jesus that was prophesied, amen, over in the book of Isaiah. Amen. I believe it is chapter number 7, verse number 14. Therefore the Lord himself, amen, shall give you a sign. The Holy Virgin shall conceive, amen, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. You said, preacher, what is that? That word Emmanuel is God with us. The incarnate Son of God, amen, was born there, amen, there, of a virgin, amen, called Mary. We could preach on that for a while. You should preach, what are you talking about? And we find out that it was not by anything that man could do. Amen. As I already said earlier, it was sin by sin that man, by man, sin came into the world. But I'm glad, thank God, that Jesus didn't come into the world by man. He was through a virgin. But thank God, it was by the Holy Ghost of God. He was born perfect. He was perfect. Amen. In him is life. Amen. He is the light of the world. Amen. Because of that, that is why we can find the hope and the help. Amen. The sin was not a part of his life. He overcame it. He was perfect in every manner. Whereby he could pay that sin debt that had to be paid. That lamb without blemish. That lamb without spot. That perfect lamb of God that had to be slain to take away the sin of the world. It was through Jesus, not by man. It was prophesied that through him, amen, salvation would come. And I say, I don't care what the world tells you. I don't care what Oprah Winfrey tells you. Amen, we're living in a world today. Well, amen, you can look at this and you can do that. You can go about this way and you can go about that way. You can get to heaven by living right, being good, and treating people right. Can I say today, no, sir, you cannot. Amen. The Word of God says it's through this Jesus. It's through this one. That's what Peter's preaching to those folks there. Listen, I want you to understand. It's through this one that was presented there in the garden. It was this one that was promised by God. It would come by, amen, Isaiah. This one that was prophesied by Isaiah and all the prophets of old, that he would come, that salvation would come through him. It is through him and through him alone. Not through anything that's drummed up by mankind. Not through any philosophy, any theory, any way that man might present. Amen. To tell folks they can get to heaven. But it's through Jesus. Through this man. Honey, we're living in a time today. Man is trying to point the way to heaven apart from the work of Jesus. And I say that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. There is no way that you can make it to heaven but through this man. There is no way, amen, that you can, amen, ever hope to have life return, amen, a place called heaven except through Jesus. If you try to get to heaven anyway, but then through the Jesus, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, crying out in the lake of fire, amen, burning forever and ever. Why? Because you didn't choose Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Can I say today, if you're out there in radio land today, you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you're trying to make it to heaven, if you're trying to do right and act right and do it through your own merits and through your own strength and through your own ideals, through your own theories, can I say you'll never make it to heaven? But it is through this man. This man is presented there in the Garden of Eden. This man that was, hey man, that was promised by the Lord Himself. It's this man. Hey man, the Bible says this Jesus that was provided, that was prophesied. But also we see in verse number 36, the Bible said, therefore, all the house of Israel know surely that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Thank God it's this man. It's this Jesus. Not only was prophesied, but we see in verse 36, it's this Jesus that was provided by God and God alone. Thank God it wasn't just some Hollywood brought up. It wasn't some man brought up, but it was God Himself. Thank God that He had that perfect plan. Amen. That Jesus, His very own Son, amen. The Bible said in verse number 36, He said, it's this man, amen, that God has made this, that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, whom they tried, amen, to kill, and they didn't realize, amen, they cannot kill life. In Him is life. He said, through this man, God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Hebrews 2:14 says this, what as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Thank God, I am so glad it was this Jesus, this same Jesus. Thank God that was provided by God Himself. And I've already made mention of before, hey man, the world was ever formed. How a poor man was ever birthed in the family of God, or breathed, or made in the family, created in the family of God. Can I say today, it was the plan that God had provided. It was the provision that He had already had planned. Hey man, it would provide a way of salvation. Hey man, that we might escape a place called hell and call heaven our home. It is through this man. It was this Jesus that was promised. It was this Jesus that was presented. It was this Jesus, hey man, that was prophesied of in the Holy Scriptures. It is this Jesus, hey man, that was provided, thank God, by God Himself, hey man, as a way that we could escape sin, hey man, and make heaven our home. It is through this man, or this Jesus. That's not through the Jesus that we dream up within our own mind. It's not through the Jesus. I've already made statement that, amen, Hollywood tries to portray, but it is through this Jesus that Peter's preaching about. It is through this Jesus that the church need to be preaching about. Honey, we're living in a time today, churches that are trying to say, well, we don't need to look at the blood. It wasn't about the shedding of blood. Can I say, that ain't what the Word of God says. It is through the blood that Jesus shed that this man Jesus provided the way. Hey, man, if it's through His blood then, it's still through His blood now. And we need to lay claim to that precious blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. Accept it as the atonement for our sin. It is through the blood of Jesus. Amen. A lot of churches, amen, deny the virgin birth. But it is through that virgin birth. Amen. That the plan of salvation of the seed of Jesus came. It was not through anything that man could do. It was by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That within the womb of Mary, that Jesus was given as that child born of that virgin. It is this Jesus. Not only, we see, it is this Jesus that was presented and promised there in the Garden of Eden. It is this Jesus that Peter is preaching about, that David, that was prophesied by the patriarch David, also by Isaiah. Not only was this Jesus provided by the Lord Himself and Him alone. We see in verse number 22, the Bible says this, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." Hey man, he told the folks there, Peter said, "Listen, it's through this Jesus that was proven, this Jesus you saw, hey man, day in and day out, how do the works of God, is this Jesus. Thank God that went out through the streets of Jerusalem, healing the sick, raising the dead, hey man, making the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, is this Jesus. Hey man, that performed the miracles and the works, hey man, that come from God. It is through those works that He proved that He is the Son of God. It is through His death, but most important of all, it is through His resurrection. Thank God that He proved, amen, that He is who He said He is. Thank God in this Jesus that was proven by His resurrection from the dead. The Bible said many of His disciples believed not in Him until He got up out of the grave, until He resurrected. Amen, it was this Jesus that proved without a shadow of a doubt that He is who He said He is. In Him is life. In Him is hope. And in Him the promise that we need, amen, to make it to heaven. And I tell you, say out there in real land this morning, it is through this man, Jesus. Thank God the Bible said here, He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that His soul was not left in hell, speaking of David's prophecy, neither His flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. Again, we see this same, or this Jesus, that was proven for all that He did to show up, show forth to the world, show forth without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, man, the world is trying to deny this Jesus. He said they tonight, the Sadducees back during that time tried to say, well, hey man, He didn't get up out of the grave. Hey man, He didn't resurrect. The disciples came and stole Him. The Bible said that they are told of the many even to this day. But can I say, it is this same Jesus that He raised up, the emphasis was put upon this verse. Hey man, whom God hath raised from the dead. Hey man, proving that He is whom He said He is by His resurrection from the dead. I say to you today, who do you look at Jesus as? He is this same Jesus. It's this one that Peter's preaching about, that we need to preach about. It is this one, amen, that we need to proclaim as the Savior of the world, because He is, because He proved it time and time again. Let me ask you something. What else do you need? People trying to find proof, trying to find, hey man, confirmation. Honey, can I tell you, the confirmation, the proof's right here in Peter's message. What else do we need? We don't need any other confirmation. We don't need any other message. We don't need any other new revelation. We're living in a time, folks, are looking for a new revelation. There's nothing new under the sun. It's already been provided. This same gift has already been presented. It's already been promised. It's already been prophesied. Thank God. It's already been provided. But also, it's already been proven. Hey, man, there ain't nothing else that needs to be proved. He is who He said He is. It's this Jesus that you've got to put your trust in through salvation. This Jesus, and this Jesus alone, can I ask you today out there in Radio Land this morning, who are you looking to this morning? If you ain't looking to this Jesus, hey man, if we try to preach to you this morning, you're looking to the wrong one. If you ain't looking to this Jesus that was, hey man, promised and presented there in the Garden of Eden. If you ain't looking to this Jesus that was prophesied by Isaiah, hey man, and David, and many saints of old and Old Testament times. If you ain't looking to this Jesus that was provided by God Himself, hey man, the Bible said that, hey man, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have life everlasting. If you ain't believing this Jesus that God provided, this Jesus was proven by His resurrection from the dead, all the things that He did, His virgin birth, His perfect life, His blood that He shed, His death, but His resurrection, it is this Jesus, church, that we need to preach. Because He is the way of salvation. He is our hope. He is our anchor. He is what we need in times of trouble. He is what we need in the even in the good times. It is Him that we need to put our trust in. Back to the announcer at this time.